I'm Kelly Jackson, and this is Voices of Valor. This podcast was designed to hear the experiences of our veterans in the healthcare system. Today, we're at Scarlet Oaks Rehab and Assisted Living located at 440 Lafayette Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio. We're going to be talking to our first veteran today, and that's Riley McDaniels. Welcome, Mr. Daniels.
Glad to be here.
Thank you. First of all, before I even start, I want to say thank you for your service, because we know freedom is not free. Somebody had to pay the cost. So thank you for your service. Let's get right into it. Can you tell us what branch you served in?
The Army.
Okay. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Fort Knox, Kentucky.
All right. And how was your basic training?
Good.
Good. Yeah, but I bet there was a lot of early mornings.
Early mornings or late afternoons.
Good.
Late nights.
All right.
Rain, snow.
So,
all kind of weather.
It didn't matter. You had to be out.
Yeah, I got to be out.
All right. Can you tell us what actually made you want to join the military?
Serve the country.
Okay.
Serve the country and be proud.
Okay. Good.
Be here. Be here.
What was your military job?
Take care of Jeeps, trucks, 2.5 tons.
Oh, wow. Did you work on any tanks or anything?
No.
Okay. But that was an important job, making sure that the Jeeps and everything was up and running.
Up and running.
Okay. Tell us about that.
4-cylinder Jeeps. Most of them were 6 shifts.
Mm-hmm.
Go anywhere. Okay. There's so much of them today.
Wow. Did you ever get to see any action while you was in the military? Okay.
Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
We used to shouldn't have been there.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yes, sir. So every soldier's experience is different. Can you tell me your experience while you were in the military?
What do you mean?
Like, tell me, did you like being in the military?
Yeah.
I
like the discipline.
Okay.
The camaraderie.
Mm-hmm.
To meet different people, different parts of the world.
Mm-hmm. What do you think that you miss about the military?
Yeah.
Okay.
The discipline. The camaraderie, they get to know other people,
mm-hmm.
you know, how they work, how they act, how they react to certain things, certain questions, certain answers,
mm-hmm.
different expressions, different ways of doing things.
Okay. So if a young person had got off track, you know, was getting into trouble, would you recommend the military for discipline for them?
Yep. Anytime.
Anytime. Because we got a lot of wild ones out here.
Yeah. teach you discipline.
Yeah.
Right. How to carry out orders.
Okay. Good. So how was transitioning back to civilian life for you?
Hard. Used to doing things their way,
mm-hmm.
or no way, the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
You do it their way or no way.
Yes. So can you elaborate just more on your experience overall in the military, Mr. Riley?
I know what you mean.
Like, the military, what kind of person did it make you?
A better person.
Okay.
More disciplined. I do things today. I did 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Saying how I hang the shirt the same way. Hang, put my pants the same pattern. Mm-hmm. Roll the shirt, t-shirts.
Okay. So you still came out, still disciplined, doing the same
thing. Doing the same thing.
Wow. Wow. Is there anything else that you want to add?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, once again, I want to thank you for your service. Like I said before, freedom is not free, and somebody had to pay the cost. And I just appreciate you taking out time. You're brave to even come and just tell your story.
I'm glad to be here.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. Once again, this is Kelly. I'm Kelly Jackson. This is CCH Healthcare Podcast, Voices of Valor. We'll be back with another veteran each and every week. So stay tuned and please share, because you're going to want to hear the stories of our veterans at CCH Healthcare. Thank you.